The sky was a bowl of oatmeal tipped upside down. B-Town. My town. Some nights, only 6 shots of liquid wide awake and a side of chicken gizzards can make it bearable. I pass the usual jockeys, lit by the baleful blue eyes of their laptops, the only eyes that'll ever gaze longingly at them. A salaryman, using a pre-Office 12 version of Excel. He'll never know the quiet joy of using Excel services to view live spreadsheets using a browser. Right now, he could be programmatically calculating, managing, and distributing Excel spreadsheets. A tragic waste of synapses, if you ask me. Or this young fella, drinking the green tea with the Buku Chaser. Check out the Skechers basketball boots on a guy who'll never touch a round ball. He could only be a dev. He'd be a better one if he'd wake up and smell the Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 core platform, riding smooth on ASP.NET 2.0 with a super cold .NET framework 2.0. No longer are components like Web Part Framework and Web Virtualization hogging SharePoint bandwidth. I say let the SharePoint services run on the SharePoint services and let the .NET services fend for themselves. You dig? It's all about servers and clients. Smell the Office 12, dev boy. And maybe you'll move out of your mama's basement before you're 30.
Would you like to try our super sugar frappo?
Do I look like I listen to Hillary Duff CDs? Get me some coffee, damn it.
How do you like your coffee, miss?
It's Kate. Kate Spade. And I like my coffee just like my men.
Short and sweet?
Weak and bitter. Of all the coffee and chicken joints in all the world, he had to walk into mine.
Kate.
Jack.
How long's it been, Kate?
Since before Paisley ties were a joke.
What went wrong?
You were open source and I was a one operating system woman.
Anyway, I'm glad I found you. It's my fiance, Kelsey. She's been spending all our evenings away. I don't know what to think.
I'll help you find out the truth, Jack. The one version, but you may not like it. The next night, I find myself downtown B-Town, surrounded by glass towers glowing like ice in a tumbler. 11 p.m., and Jack's fiance hasn't left the office yet. Wonder what's giving her trouble, the solvents or the solids? Thumb scanners, much less messy than retinal scanners. Kelsey. Either you've got a serious hankering for vending machine dining, or there's some problem keeping you here at night.
How'd you get in here?
You really don't want to know. Jack sent me.
I manage these docs that are constantly being updated by global employees around the world. Just keeping track of who's done what and keeping the docs straight is a full-time job.
Sounds familiar. If you were using the new server-savvy Microsoft Office 12, you could be home avoiding intimacy like every other couple.
Avoiding intimacy. I remember that.
Office 12 is a true enterprise content management platform, and you, my friend, are standing on the bridge. With Office 12, your document is a living thing that exists in the netherworld of cyberspace. You control the versioning, the access, the horizontal and the vertical.
How about multilingual support?
Si, señorita.
Look, I don't want to create problems for my colleagues who need to work on this.
Save the problems for your home life. Office 12 gives your overachieving teammates alternate single sign-on providers and access to a line of business information. I tell you, it's better than having a day out in Macy's with your ex-boyfriend's credit card. Your teammates will go into anaphylactic shock over web content management tools to build content deployment solutions and site feature definitions. All this while maintaining consistent site branding and cleaning their bathroom bowls.
But I don't want to lose control.
Girlfriend, Office 12 helps you build your own treehouse and you decide who climbs the rope ladder. With better property management tools, directory integration, boosted security, memberships, and privacy with information rights management.
I don't know.
This is what I know. There's one version of the truth and it's Office 12 that lets you own it. Though in this case, you might want to share it with the guy hiding behind the curtain. Truth is a funny thing. Jack wasn't gonna like this, but he could own the truth with Office 12. There'd be questions, and Office 12 would have the answers.